Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got a very interesting guest on the line with us. We've got one of the founding members of Canter, which a lot of people may not be familiar with. And the truth is, this lady is famous not just for being a founding member of Canter, but she's also famous because if you watch the news in Metro Detroit, then you see her pretty much every day on the ABC affiliate, Channel 7, either on the noon or the 5 o'clock news. We have Robbie Timmons with us on the line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Robbie. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
It is definitely my pleasure. And anytime I get a chance to talk about horses, I'm there.
Well, great. We appreciate that because we're learning to appreciate just how diverse and interesting the horse community is here in Mid-Michigan.
That it is.
Robbie, can you tell our listeners what Canter stands for?
Well, Canter, actually, it's a long name. That's why we call it Canter. It's the Communication Alliance to Network Thoroughbred Ex-Racehorses, Canter, C-A-N-T-E-R. But what we do is we're a thoroughbred transition organization. We're all volunteer, and we take thoroughbreds off the racetrack that basically don't run fast enough, they're not winning their races, or they even become injured. And we take them into the Canter program, and what that means is that we provide X-rays, we provide vet services, and if they're a candidate for surgery, they go to Michigan State University to the vet teaching hospital and actually receive surgeries. Then we take them into a Canter boarding facility where they receive rehabilitation, post-surgery care, and then they're retrained and available for adoption.
Interesting. Tell me about that retraining, because I would imagine that the focus that you're working on when they're racing is pretty one-dimensional, which is basically avoid the other horses and win.
I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting, because with a racehorse, woe to a racehorse is a quarter of a mile. So, you know, and obviously they're used to the jockeys and the saddles with the high saddles, as you've seen on the Derby if you've watched any of the races for thoroughbreds, and so they have to be retrained into the lower saddle, accepting a rider, and actually, usually they're used to going to the left all the time, so you have to get them to go to the right. But you know what? The thoroughbred is such an intelligent horse, and they're a great athlete. They're used to the training, so you get a thoroughbred in off the track, and a lot of people think, oh my goodness, they're kind of afraid. Not at all. The thoroughbred is just the best breed. They just kind of like, what do you want me to do now? What kind of training do you want me to have now? Sure, I can do this. I'll show you how. And it's kind of that competitive spirit that makes them a great dressage horse or jumper or eventing. And we have so many success stories, even of the horses that come out of surgery, maybe, usually with bone chips in their legs. That's one of the common racetrack injuries. But once they're rehabilitated and retrained, they are just out there and enjoying life as a horse. And when we're talking about when they come off the racetrack, they're 3 to 5 years old, so they're very, very young. And, of course, a horse lives to be 30, 35 years old, so they have a long life ahead of them, and we find the forever homes for them.
Hi, Robbie. This is Rick Pruse.
Oh, hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. I hear you were in the Lansing area about the year that I came to the area.
Oh, yes. I started my broadcasting career in Lansing at WILX. I was there from 72 to 76.
Well, I'm sure there's a number of listening people out there that probably remember you.
So. Well, what is really nice is that I get a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I saw you in Lansing when I was a kid, which, to me, that's a compliment.
well, thanks for all your time up here. And I got a question.
Sure.
Is this something that is in cooperation with the racetracks, or how does that work?
Well, it is in cooperation with the racetracks. That's really the only way that we can be successful. What happened in Michigan, we started in Michigan because of the Detroit race course in the Detroit area was closing. That's actually how we started. What we did is that we went to the owners and trainers and put pictures and descriptions of the horses on our website. It's a free service. And then from that website, prospective buyers went there and they saw a horse that they liked, they saw the description, and then they contacted the racetrack owner and trainer themselves. We then changed that program. We still do that, But a lot of the prospective buyers would prefer to see all the horses in one location. So now Cantor has intakes those horses from the owners and trainers, and then we, again, put them up on the website. So we're website-based, and mm-hmm. we work with the racetracks and the owners and trainers to get the horses off the racetracks. It started in Michigan. We are now across the country.
Oh, my.
The headquarters are still in Michigan, but we're now in Ohio, and as a matter of fact, we're working very closely with Ohio to take horses off of Beulah and Thistledown, as well as Pinnacle in Michigan. And but now we're in California and all the mid-Atlantic states, New England states, Kentucky. I mean, you name it. We're there because the program works. It's all volunteer. And before Cantor, there really was no option for these thoroughbreds. You know, I hate to say it, except slaughter. There was no place else for them to go. And here you have these wonderful athletes at 3 year and 4 years old with no option just because they didn't run fast enough or they had an injury on the racetrack and couldn't run anymore and should not race anymore. And so now with Cantor stepping in, we actually transitioned. We had a count recently over 12,000 thoroughbreds who are now in great homes. And I like to say they found a winner's circle they never have to leave.